4-H is a hands-on learning program that teaches kids about everything from science and agriculture to leadership and civic engagement. It's open to everyone ages 5 to 19, and Oneida County's 4-H Club has a full calendar of events this spring. Ann Williams is joining me this morning. She's the county's 4-H program coordinator. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Erin.
Can you tell me more about 4-H and why kids should get involved?
Sure. So it's common for people to think of kids with dairy cows when they think of 4-H. And while this is very different than what 4-H looks like today here in Oneida County, 4-H actually did start with agriculture. 4-H actually began more than 100 years ago. In the late 1800s, researchers found that adults in farming communities did not readily accept new agriculture developments, but they actually found that young people were open to new thinking and would experiment with new ideas, and then they would share this with adults. So rural youth programs were started to really introduce new technology and new agriculture technology to communities. So then in the early 1900s, youth clubs were formed, and by 1912, they were called 4-H clubs. And also in 1912, the Cooperative Extension's first agent, E.L. Luther, was hired here in Oneida County, Wisconsin. So 4-H is pretty special, especially here in Oneida County. And as you mentioned, 4-H is for youth in grades 5-year-old kindergarten through 1 year past high school. And it offers out-of-school programming that helps youth to develop skills to succeed in life in the areas of belonging, independence, mastery, and generosity. And those four areas are represented on our 4-H clover. So the 4-H's on our clover actually stand for head, heart, hands, and health. And so 4-H really offers ways for youth to explore their interests and their passion. This is what we refer to as their spark. This is the very thing that gives youth the fuel for their own development. So it could be rocketry, robotics, astronomy, art, cooking, outdoor adventures, you name it. Any topic they're interested in, we want to help them explore it and develop skills along the way. 4-H also offers a way for youth to connect with caring adults who work in partnership with youth. And 4-H offers a way for youth to gain a sense of belonging. So there's a fundamental social need for young people to belong. So attending a 4-H program or a club gathering can help reduce the social isolation. It can help limit social media, one's only form of social interaction. And 4-H can really help provide ways to belong.
All right, very interesting. And I see you have some events coming up. It looks like there's mud painting, programs with community garden, virtual cooking classes. Can you talk about the kinds of activities 4-H has planned this spring?
Sure. We are just in the starting, this will be, so the first week of May will be our third Community Roots program. And Community Roots is a monthly garden series aimed at helping you learn and create through gardening with an art component to it. It's a collaboration between 4-H and ArtStart, an old school arts and learning center, and a few other entities. And so, yeah, our next program is it's Thursday, May 6th at 4 p.m. outside at Nicolet College, and it's going to be on discovering soil and doing some art using mud, which is going to be really interesting. We also partnered with the Monaco Library to offer free seed starting kits, so you can go to the library and pick up a kit that includes soil, containers, seeds, instructions, and resources, all for free. We also have Mars Base Camp activity boxes, so a family can pick them up, and there's four fun activities that they can do together, including building a Mars rover. We'll be offering 4-H camp this summer, and that offers a safe, quality camp experience for youth. It's very affordable compared to other youth camps.
Have you seen a lot of kids grow and develop because of 4-H?
Yeah, and actually, 4-H is proven to help youth thrive. 4-H's are nearly four times more likely to make contributions to their communities, two times more likely to be physically active, and two times more likely to make healthier choices. So 4-H really helps to ensure that youth not only survive, but thrive, especially during this time.
All right, yeah, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about 4-H.